Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Let the beat drop. You want to talk about somebody's life that's about to change?
Oh, yeah. Who?
This guy. From the 913, just got a...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Blackstone for my birthday yesterday. I'm so pumped.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, buddy. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
You're about to get laid every night you cook on that thing.
Join the club, my friend.
Telling you, it's one of the best inventions of all time.
It's the best thing we've purchased in a very long time. I'm not kidding when I say I probably use it 3 times a week.
Yeah, you've already used it, what, twice this week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing I don't like about it, the cleanup is a little bit of a mess.
Yeah,
and
well,
then that's it. But other, it's not, I even shouldn't say a mess. It takes time to clean it up, right?
Yeah.
And that's all. But other than that, you're going to love every minute of it, man. Welcome to the club. Tell us what you're cooking, too.
Shout out to Brady, our winner for the Booth Creek Wagyu, Casey's Best Steaks, now with two locations, 95th and Nall and 135th Metcalf. Did they say anything about your hair or eyes?
He did not.
Oh.
Then how did he win?
Well, because, you know, he was the fifth caller.
Okay. He was pumped.
He was, and he was very excited. Brady was pumped. He'd been trying for this for a minute. So he's really glad that I picked up and chose him. Yeah.
You know, speaking real quick before we get into this athlete of the past into the present, one thing I haven't done on a Blackstone yet that I think I should is a steak.
I've not done a steak on the Blackstone yet.
Skirt steak for fajitas or like a strip, but I just ended up like chopping it up for
Back. I did do one on the steak and I did a bunch over charcoal and they liked the one on the Blackstone better.
Yeah, well, you told us about that.
That's right.
Maybe I'll do that this weekend. Throw a little ribeye on the Blackstone, put some potatoes on there as well, cook it all at the same time. That's a huge advantage. You can just knock out like 3 dishes in a row all on there. We're like, if you grill potatoes, you got to put them on, you got to move them aside, you got to put the, you know, worry about your charcoal, either way.
Yeah.
We asked the question before we went to break.
Oh, and real quick, I had the best worst thing happen to me with the Blackstone. Turned it on, and it wouldn't light.
Oh, no.
But you know what? The tank was empty.
Oh.
And so before I got going with the cooking, because we've all been there, right, where the propane runs out in the middle of when you're doing it ran out before I got the thing started.
Whew. Clutch.
We're ordering pizza tonight. Don't ask questions.
No, I got an arsenal of propane back there. Yeah.
Doomsday prepper. I'm kidding.
No,
you use a lot of propane.
I got one for the Blackstone. I got two of those outdoor heaters and stuff. So, I use propane a lot at the house. Regular old Hank Hill.
I was going to say, you're making Hank happy. What player do you guys think would dominate today from the past in sports?
Somebody tweeted out a video of John Elway yesterday, throwing the ball all over the yard. He goes, boy, Elway would really fit into the offenses this year. Could you imagine if we got Elway versus Mahomes twice a year, what those matchups would be like? Would that not be the greatest quarterback matchup of all time?
Yeah, we have it with Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes.
I don't know that I'd go that far, though. I mean, that John Elway, man, that guy actually won Super Bowls, found a way to get to the big game 4 times, I think. Josh Allen has yet to do that. I think John Elway
was, 37, 38?
When he won the Super Bowl. But, 12 years prior to that, he was in the Super Bowl in back-to-back years.
Right.
And so he was always really, really good, then finally was able to get over that hump. I think Elway versus Patrick Mahomes would be the greatest quarterback matchup of all time that we could watch. It would be so much damn fun to watch John Elway and Patrick Mahomes go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I mean, yeah, we did see it in that 13-second game with Josh Allen, but we would get it twice a year with Elway and Mahomes.
Yeah, I mean, for me, the obvious is Jordan. I just think he'd dominate in basketball today like he did in the 90s and in the late 80s. I think he just is that – he's still – like that player exists today.
Would any player today be good in Jordan's era? I say no because they're not tough enough.
I mean, like Jokic would. I don't know how you
Jokic
would stop him
back
then. Yeah,
the big guys, right, the big guys.
Those guys are tough, too. I think LeBron would
I think LeBron, if he got tougher from a mental standpoint and wasn't looking for fouls all the time and whatnot and crying to the refs.
You mean LeFlop?
Yeah,
I think if it wasn't rewarded, I think he would have done that. I mean, physically, he could have withstood the beatdowns.
Yeah, I mean, he's bigger than Magic Johnson.
No, he's but I don't know that he mentally can handle that.
That's a good,
And I don't mean that in a shot, but you see LeBron, like if it doesn't go his way, he's complaining to the officials.
For sure.
Back in the day, it didn't go your way, and you complained to the officials, the opponent shoved an elbow in your ribs and dropped you to the floor. I mean, like that's kind of the way it was back then. It was a much more physical game back in the day. So that's why I ask, could anybody in today's NBA truly dominate in yesterday's NBA? And the big guys, I think, could, but they're few and far between.
Sure.
Like that guy with the legs, there's no chance that guy's playing in the 70s and 80s.
The other one for me would be Dan Marino. I mean, he was doing what they're doing today in 1984.
Yes.
And you talk about Mahomes versus Elway. By God, you give me Mahomes versus Marino.
That'd be good too. Yeah.
You got any more of that chewing gum, Ace? That's none of your damn business, Dan, and I'd appreciate if you stayed out of my personal affairs.
Mm-hmm.
Mac, who say you with an athlete that maybe you would like to see from the past dominate today or that you think would dominate today?
Yeah, I mean, similar to the basketball in the physicality, I know he's not big, but I think Charles Barkley would kill it today. And I know that's
kind of. You think he would kill it today?
I think he would.
Okay,
I know that
tell me why.
Because I don't think the big men.
Tell me why.
Why would Charles Barkley? I think Chuck would be so much more physical than a lot of these guys. He'd have the want to, the motivation, plus, like, no one wants to bang down low. No one's looking for rebounds like they were before. No one is Dennis Rodman judging where these are going based on the rim. So I think, yeah, Chuck would be banging. I've been pounded this week.
I was waiting. Tier two topic of this. What's a quarterback matchup that you would like to see that, you know, any quarterback, any era, any quarterback in their era, what quarterback matchup would you want to see?
It will be the greatest quarterback matchup all time in the NFL. I do think it would be Elway versus Mahomes. I don't know, man. I'm really hung up on that one. Like, I've seen Marino and Elway. I've seen Montana and Elway, you know, some of those greats from back in the day. I would love to take the best of today. Give me Josh Allen versus Joe Montana. Give me Patrick Mahomes versus John Elway. You know, give me Brett Favre versus Patrick Mahomes. I'd like to see that kind of quarterback matchup
too.
That
would be awesome.
That would be a lot of fun. Everybody compares Patrick Mahomes to Brett Favre, mm-hmm. or at least used to, right? I'd like to see that kind of matchup in this league. And, you know, obviously we're the golden age of quarterbacks. The 80s had some really good ones. And there was a drop off there, you know, in the era of which Troy Aikman had, you know, 13 touchdown passes in a year. It really wasn't a huge passing league, and the quarterbacks weren't really the stars. And then Tom Brady took back over again, and then all of a sudden the quarterbacks became the stars again. You know, like from basically 1990 to when Tom Brady became the quarterback, the quarterbacks really weren't the stars. The running backs were. It was a running league back in those days. And so you didn't have the superstar quarterbacks like you did now, or the superstar quarterbacks like Marino and Elway back in the day, just slinging it all over the yard.
You're going to be mad at me with my answer, but it's the one we've never seen that we should have seen and we could have seen, and that's Mahomes versus, like, peak Rodgers.
Yeah.
Like, Aaron Rodgers was the best quarterback I've ever seen play football, and then Mahomes stepped on the field. Because of what they do and the similarities that they do it, like, when Aaron Rodgers was a young gunslinger that was really in his groove, it was fun to watch. Like, he would just run to the side and flip it. Like, he was doing all those different arm angles, those different looks, those, you know, no looks, the chucking it downfield and hitting whoever down there, Jordy Nelson, whoever it may be. Mm-hmm. And you would just ask yourself, like, how did he make that throw? And that's the same thing we do with Patrick Mahomes. Like, how did that throw get made? And then Chris Collinsworth is soaked from the waist down because he saw Patrick Mahomes throw it into a tight needle.
Mahomes.
Oh, stop it.
Patrick.
Stop it. Jack, bring me up your pants because mine are wet.
Yeah.
Be right on it, Dad. The text line weighs in. They want to see Michael Vick versus Lamar Jackson.
Ooh, great one.
Ooh, that would be fun.
Love
that.
That
would not be on Red Zone. That would be on whatever TV I had. There would be no channel changing.
Yeah. Yep. That would be a dynamic one, man. Ooh, I got goosebumps thinking about that matchup because that would be so cool to watch. I'd love it.
Respect the text.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I'm still down for every Mahomes and Josh Allen game. And I'm glad that we still have that in its prime,
yeah.
Because that's the game, like, I don't know who wins every time. I know who wins in the playoffs and who wins in the regular season. I know that should tell you who's going to win, but it's just, that's why I think people hate it, is because you have that feeling in your stomach where you're like, oh my God, like that 4th-and-1 play, everybody in the world, especially in Kansas City, knew what play was coming. They knew Josh Allen's big old body was going to try to get that first down. And if he did, you're probably like, well, there we go again. And I think, you know, Burrow's still there for me too. Lamar, yes, but Burrow and Allen versus Mahomes, that matchup just always gets going.
You know, the thing about Aaron Rodgers, too, I think you were talking about, like, how did he make all those throws back in the day? And we were also saying, how does this guy not win more Super Bowls, right? Like, Aaron Rodgers only, did he go to one Super Bowl and that's it? And, and has that one win in the Super Bowl, and you start to understand why. He's not a winner as a player. He's a very good football player, great quarterback. But as a winner, Aaron Rodgers is not a winner on the field. The numbers will show you that he's not a winner on the field. And now, after what we've seen with the way that things went down in New York and how all this, his public image, his persona is completely changed from maybe where it was just 3 years ago when we wanted to see him during COVID versus Mahomes and never got the opportunity, or even the year prior when Jordan Love's mother had to sit in the upper deck. Like, we never got that opportunity to see peak Aaron Rodgers versus Patrick Mahomes. Now that peak Aaron Rodgers is done, I don't think anybody really cares to see Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes anymore, you know, out there on the field like we would have a couple of years ago. But yeah, we were all jonesing for that, man. Then Patrick got hurt, and then COVID happened, and then Rodgers got hurt, or whatever the case was. We had injuries that happened all at the worst times to get that matchup. But Patrick Mahomes is a winner. Aaron Rodgers is not a winner as a player. He's a very good to great player, but he's not a winner. Patrick Mahomes is a winner.
From the 816 Dusty, we have no feeling in our stomachs in the playoffs against the Bills. Not one. I promise you that. Burrow is the second best quarterback, and it's not even close. So no one's just every Chiefs fan's not nervous at all in the playoffs.
Really?
I didn't know
I
that.
Am.
I didn't know that.
Every game that comes down to the wire, really?
Promise.
13 seconds?
Promise.
Okay.
Promise.
I'm nervous, and I wasn't like saying they were going to lose with 13 seconds. That was my wife. But I'm nervous when we play the Bills.
No one is.
No, that's – but it's not – yeah. It's not nervous you. For me. It's I don't want to deal with if they lose, you know, like I don't want to deal with the aftermath of all the talking heads going, see, I told you so. They dominated for 10 years, man. Like they're bound to lose a postseason game. But all the I told you so's are strapping on their pants and getting ready to give you the I told you so every time the Bills and Chiefs play in the postseason. And every time they got to take their I told you so pants and throw them back in the closet for another year.
From another 816, I blank my pants every time they play the Bills.
I like that. That's good.
From the 816, whoever said that just completely, it's just completely backwards. I have no butterflies for the Bengals anymore. Always have them for the Bills in the playoffs.
I just don't want to lose. It's hard to explain. It's not a nervous feeling. It's a sick feeling that I don't want to deal with a loss. Mm-hmm. Just win and make my life easier and all of our lives easier. Yeah. I wonder how marriage is going to affect Josh Allen, too. Do you think she's going to call him and go, stop playing ball with your friends and come home now?
Right. I hope so.
God, I hope she does, too.
This guy, yeah, that same guy, Dusty, says, Josh Allen throws for 3,500 yards and we think he's God. Don't mention that bum's name again, Dusty. Out of the last 6 years, he's thrown for over 3,500 yards and over 4,000 yards, all but one of them.
Well, he also thinks that I'm riding his you-know-what, so I think he's the second-best quarterback in the league.
Why is it not okay to admit that Josh Allen is good, though? Like that's okay. Like, two things can be true. Patrick Mahomes can be the best, and Josh Allen can be really good. Really
maybe
good.
They have a really big, you know, crush on Haley Steinfeld. And Mr. Stole Your Girl
man,
right there.
Could be. Man.
Never know. Coming up on the other side, the NBA listened. How and why, but we'll get into Baltimore. And on the other side is, plus, Thursday, party's here. Will you watch? You know Mac will. 96.5 The Fan, you're home for Kansas City Sports.
Hey, it's Matt Quatrero, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Thursday here on 96.5 The Fan. No rain. That's good.
Blind melon, huh?
Blind melon. Gone too soon. Acid. Actually, I don't know. I think it was heroin, actually. Their lead singer passed away on. Fool. What is it? This video, the lady's in a bee costume through the field. Blind melon. Gosh, what's the name of that song?
No rain.
No rain. That's it. Yeah. Duh. Okay. There we are.
Here's a trick you can play on somebody from the Twitter account, formerly X. I like food at messed up foods. I turn hot dog water into ice cubes for guests I don't like.
Oh, God.
Tough.
That's awesome.
We're going to bring up a little bit of this kind of comparison, but this is for you Broadway nerds. Tom Felton, Draco Malfoy, played in the movie of Harry Potter. He's going to reprise the role in Harry Potter on Broadway.
Really?
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah.
That's awesome.
So he can sing? I would think so.
Yeah. There you go.
But speaking of Harry Potter, Voldemort. Show me his face. He had, some things to say about what we want to see maybe in growing the game, like we had talked about earlier. This was on Breakfast Ball on FS1 with Shalareth, Craig Carton, and Danny Parkins, and they were talking to Adam Silver the other day about what the NBA could do moving forward.
But what about the concept of USA versus the world? Is that something that we will see possibly next year as you continue to try to tinker with the weekend?
Yes. So next year, as part of our new media deals, the All-Star Game returns to NBC, where it was when we were younger. And it so happens that next season will be smack in the middle of the Winter Olympics, So, in fact, the game will be on NBC, and the very day we're on, there'll be the lead-in will be Winter Olympic events, and then coming out of the All-Star game, which is now going to be in the afternoon instead of the evening, there'll be more Olympic events. So what better time to feature some form of USA against the world? I'm not exactly sure what the format will be yet. I mean, obviously paid a lot of attention to what the NHL did with the...
Which was a huge success.
Yeah. Which was a huge success.
The Frozen Four that was awesome.
It was great.
But also, you know, going back, you know, last summer, our Olympic competition was a huge success. I mean, those games, USA, Serbia, USA, France.
I love
France.
Watching it.
And by the way, to your point about the European style, I mean, a more physical style of basketball, a 40-minute game, which I won't
is why
reference
again. You love the
40-minute game. I just said it happened to be a 40-minute game in the Olympics. But yeah, we're not changing it. But but I think that's another example.
I like the 40-minute game myself, too. I think most fans would probably like the 40-minute game, right?
Agreed.
I like the Olympic style of basketball that I watched last year. Fun style of basketball. Are they going to do USA versus the world Olympic style basketball and use the FIBA rules as opposed to the NBA rules? Because if they did that, now you're giving fans something really different, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure a lot of sports fans saw some of the Olympics that went on, but they were at weird times. We're, you know, we work weird hours, so a game at noon is perfect for us. It's not perfect for most of the world, you know, to see a noon game or something like that. So I don't know how much was truly consumed by the sports fan, but let's say it just wasn't consumed by the sports fan. The NBA now has an opportunity in arguably the best TV time slot you can be in during the Olympics when everybody's watching. You're setting yourself up. Afternoon game now as well. Olympics before, leading into you, and then Olympics after. If you can't capture more people just by placement of the game and TV channel of the game, then obviously people aren't going to be interested in that. So you've got the perfect slotting for this All-Star game. You've got really the perfect format for this All-Star game. I think we've all seen us versus the world is good. We like that, right? People like that. No matter what country you're in, you versus the world is fun. And so the NBA has an opportunity to play during Olympic coverage, now expose us to something different that we haven't seen. Let us see this different style of basketball, make it FIBA rules, Olympic rules, and now you're playing the USA versus the world. I like it. I like the thinking. I like the thought process behind that. That's kind of an exciting way to do it, and I just hope they do the FIBA rules. Go full bore different than everything else, and give us something unique that we can kind of latch onto. 40-minute game, wider lanes, more physical.
Different
I'm
ball.
All in on this. Different ball, the whole nine yards, yeah.
Love it. Yeah, I think it's great. You know, sometimes we make sports too difficult, right?
Yeah, oh, God, yes.
We overthink these things. Just listen. This is what people liked. You can look at what people were talking about when it was the Olympics or when you've seen other sports kind of do this. They talked about hockey. I mean, people can cling on to a country versus a different country, or the world versus a sport that the U.S. is supreme in for now, like basketball. It's just so easy to find a sort of a grip, a sort of your perspective of, okay, this player I'm going to cling on to, or this player, or this storyline, or, oh, these two guys play together, and now they're going to be facing off in this big game. There's so many different narratives you can go along with this. Sometimes you just got to listen to the fans. This is easy.
This is
good
easy.
Good job by the NBA.
So let me ask you this, and I do mean this sincerely. Are we still the best country for basketball?
Right now, overall, yes.
Yeah, but it's...
That is going to fade.
Who's close? France is number two.
France,
Greece.
Really close. Serbia, really close.
Spain used to be.
Spain's up there. Australia is always good. But yeah.
But like who's our biggest competitor
France.
Right now? It is France, right?
France. Okay. Canada and France.
Yeah, and so you've got it closer than it's ever been. And we say, and because we're arrogant, like, oh, it's the United States versus the world, and I ask you, are we still the best? If you would have said to me, no, we're not, I would have responded back and go, but we're still expected to win. And that's the cool thing about it, right?
It's true.
Everybody in the United States is rooting for us. Everybody outside the United States will be rooting for the world, regardless if that world team is better than the United States team. If the world team wins, I think anyway, and again, my opinion, it will still be viewed as an upset. Do you guys feel that way or am I wrong?
If the world were to beat I think it'd still be viewed as an upset. I don't think that's necessarily the case anymore. I don't think it would be the case. The world will have the better team.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think because somebody did a comparison yesterday of the top five Americans versus the top five world, and you got SGA, people forget Canada. He's
Canada.
On that team.
Yep.
Giannis is on that team. Luka.
Jokic.
Like Jokic. Like,
dude.
Like, so that's why I'm asking. Like,
Gobert's on that team.
If we do not win USA versus the world, while not an upset technically because of the players that are playing for the world, it will be looked as an upset. So it's a no win for us. Yeah,
it's not as drastic as baseball, but go watch the World Baseball Classic, right? Like, United States will get there, but it's always like Japan, Dominican Republic, Venezuela, you know, Puerto Rico. Like, those are the big, big, like, squads.
I think it's safe to say, though, baseball is better, though, in different places around the world than it is in the United States, right?
I mean, yeah. Yeah, but again, like, I don't know if it's as, I mean, it's tough because we'd have to sit here for 10 minutes and build your United States team, and you would hear the United States team be like, holy cow. I mean, you'd have Aaron Judge, Bobby Witt Jr.
And those that's just your start.
That's like your, that'd be your like 1-2, right? You'd have Lindor would be on that team. You'd have, you know, a lot of big talent like we had when they played against Japan and it was Shohei versus Trout in the championship finale. Right. But yeah, it's interesting. I mean, France is on their way. I mean, they've had back-to-back years. The number one pick in the NBA draft has been from France.
And that's why I asked you if we're still leading the world in basketball, because when was the last time we had somebody selected in the NBA draft that any American knew who they were?
Yeah, Zion Williamson.
You know, like, because we always watch these kids in college. We're not paying attention to what's going on in the world, but the rest of the NBA is, which is obviously what they should be doing. Mm-hmm. But as, you know, Americans, because we're so pigheaded, like, if they didn't play college basketball, we don't know who they are. Mm-hmm. You start to look at the, that's why I ask, are we still on top? Or do we have to approach it differently? Is the United States better than the world? Not just better than one country, right? Because, yeah, we're better than France, and we're probably collectively better than Spain, and probably collectively better than Serbia. Yeah. But when you factor in all of the world versus the United States,
they're
better than us, right?
Much, yes, for sure. For sure, and yeah, eventually one country will be able to surpass or at least be equal
in our lifetimes, do you think?
I think so, absolutely. Absolutely.
What's it going to take?
For the other, I mean,
like, what would it take? How can France pass the United States?
I mean, they're getting better. The United States isn't improving. Their young talent is getting worse. I mean, it just is.
If you look at pick in the draft this year is coming for the United States.
Thank God. They need him to work out. You know, a few years ago it was Zion Williamson. That didn't work out.
Zion's in some trouble, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, right? Did something happen on Friday where he got in a little bit of trouble? Right?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard the latest, but yeah, there's some alleged.
Oh, you missed that one over the weekend where he's being alleged of all this stuff.
Yes, I saw
that's what I'm talking about.
Yes, I just haven't seen anything since the alleged. You know, all of that happened, but yeah, I mean. The easiest way I've heard it explained is in Europe, the youth practice 5 or 6 times a week. In the U.S., the youth play 5 or 6 times a week.
The other thing, too, is that the youth in the United States is not as on the come as the youth in the world.
You're absolutely right about
that. Whereas, like, you're phasing out LeBron, Steph, Durant, all those great players. Now, again, I know you have Ant, right? Like, but you want Ant or you want SGA? Who's in the finals? You want Halliburton or you want SGA, right? Like, that will lead into that here. But I mean, look, your starting five would be the hardest starting five to pick for the world. Like, you literally look at you, like you said, Luka, Jokic, SGA. I mean, Giannis.
Yep. Wimby.
Wimby was in there. I mean, yeah, Rudy Gobert's in there. He's a rebounding freak.
Yep. And the other thing about the foreign players coming to the United States, they've got to change their entire way of playing the game.
Yes.
And they're doing that and still coming over here and having themselves a time.
They're bringing in that damn flop.
The U.S. has been trying to just hold on to their athleticism. We are overall more like skilled and athletic, but the fundamentals of basketball, Europe and the world has that in spades.
Oh yeah, of course. We don't have any basketball IQ. That's why I go back to my 3-point line. We just sit around and shoot the 3-point shot. There's no basketball IQ whatsoever, and these guys don't know how to play. And that's why that was kind of touch and go there in the Olympics for a while. And obviously the talent always rises to the top in those situations, but we're not that far away from the talent being as even as it's ever been over the world. And you mentioned something about the players in France practice 5 days a week and the United States players play 5 days a week. I saw something on Twitter this morning very similar to that, and I think they were talking about baseball, and it wasn't sports specific. It was like, we in the United States don't work on the fundamentals with these kids anymore. We just throw them out there and they just play games, and they think that they're on this traveling, that they're just going to go out there and play. I was talking to my buddy Joe last night, whose daughter Charlie we talk about, good basketball player out in, you know, Eastern Jackson County, and you know, he's talking about all the lessons and stuff that they have to take on top of playing on the team, because you still need to work on those fundamentals of playing these sports.
Exactly.
And if you don't have these fundamentals down, then you're not going to be any good. And if these other countries are working on that kind of stuff, they're kind of getting the jump on us, you know?
And not to, I mean, in the 90s, I mean, you'd know better than I, Bob, but the whole rap on European play, oh, they're soft.
Soft.
They're soft. That's not the case
I mean,
anymore.
Really, in my era of the NBA when I was a kid, right? Basically, we're kind of, you are a little bit younger than you, probably about 10 years younger than where you were at this point in time. Drazen Petrovic was the guy, right? Okay. And he was a net and shooter. So you just always assumed, because we're idiots, that everybody from overseas was just going to be a shooter.
Yep.
Drazen is one of those guys, too, who I wish never passed away. I would have loved to see what would have played out ultimately with his career. But then it just flipped, and the guys just became better basketball players worldwide. I think worldwide they said, hey, this is a sport we can really dominate in. Mm-hmm. And the world is taking control. I don't know if the world will ever dominate in football. I think that'll always be one that is here, but the world dominates in soccer. The world's dominating in baseball. The world's dominating in basketball and hockey right now. It's a good time to be a sports fan worldwide. I mean, this is going to be fun, man. And I hope there is competition. I hope it's not USA 150, World 70 or something like that. Like, I hope we get an unbelievable epic game that both sides are bought into, because if the players are bought in like they were in hockey, the fans are going to be bought in.
You think Baltimore's in Oklahoma tonight for the finals game one? Has to be, right?
Probably has to be,
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I get it, two really small market teams, but for the fan of the sport, I think that they will be in tuned into this game, obviously, because it is game one of the finals. I love the finals. Again, I like the Stanley Cup finals. I like the World Series, no matter what it is. Mm-hmm. And I love the NBA finals. I think the NBA has one of the best trophies of sports. I love the offsetting basketball and the hoop and all that sort of stuff.
That is a good one, yes.
But I think there's a big, huge advantage in tonight's game. Is SGA willing to be the face of the league? And is Halliburton willing to be the heel of the league?
Mm.
Because if he can go out there and play heel status and be that guy that he was against New York, hitting the choker when he thought he hit the three, when it was really a two, but they end up beating New York and advancing, his father helps with his heel role. I mean,
yeah.
If the father wasn't around, would he be the heel, though?
I mean, he'd still have some of those,
some of this moments,
you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But he really has these little sayings he can do at the end of games. He has this charisma that leans kind of bad guy in the NBA. I'd love to see him take that next step into that role. He's on the main stage. And then again, this is SGA. You're the up-and-coming superstar MVP. Some people think you flop too much to get calls. Some people think your skill set is unmatched. I'm really interested to see which comes out of this series, because I do truly believe Oklahoma City wins in no more than five, or no less than five. I don't know what I'm saying. I think that the most it could go is five.
Yes.
But I think what they will do is sweep. I just think Oklahoma City could have been there last year.
Yeah.
They had a hiccup in the Western Conference Finals last year against Luka. He goes to the finals and loses to Jason Tatum in Boston. But again, Oklahoma City got to the Western Conference Finals last year. They got to the finals this year. It seems like it's their team, their time. They've drafted well. Their talent's been drafted. Like, they have everything they need. Can SGA take it to the next level, put on a show to where he goes, that's the guy? And then can Halliburton be that guy where it's Draymond's phasing out? He ain't the heel, or he's losing that heel status. Can Halliburton move in and be like, you know what? That's a garbage team. We beat him in the regular season. Let's beat him now. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
I think this is going to be the most intriguing, most paid attention to NBA finals from an executive standpoint. And what I mean by that is, we've got two small markets, right? Sports fans have told us forever, we just want parity in sports. We want everybody to have a chance to win a championship. You've got that in the NBA. Do you really want that? Because everybody has always said, I'm tired of the Yankees, I'm tired of the Dodgers. Which was the biggest World Series ratings?
Yankees,
Dodgers. In the last 10 years, right, or whatever it was, Yankees, Dodgers got the biggest number we've seen in the World Series in more than a decade. It was Yankees versus Dodgers. Nobody wants the Yankees. Nobody wants the Dodgers. Biggest rating in more than a decade. Everybody wants parity in sports. We want to root for the little guy. We have got that here. We have got what sports fans have allegedly said they wanted, right? Parity in sports. You've got parity. How will you embrace parity right now? And I think teams in baseball, or executives in baseball, hockey, and basketball, and maybe even the colleges, the NFL, that doesn't matter, are all going to watch this and see, do fans really want parity? Because you got it. You have got the ultimate parity in the NBA Finals. Two of the smallest markets in sports are there. Will you pay attention? Or are you just telling everybody you want parity and you really want the Yankees and Dodgers?
Yeah.
Pacers going tonight as a 9.5-point dog.
It's fair.
What say you, Mac Morey? You interested in this final? I mean, will you be more locked in on this or Jack Caglione on the Royals?
Oh.
Because you get one already in the day.
Yeah.
You'll be tracking the at-bats.
Since I get that, I'll have it on my phone. I'll still be watching. But, yeah, since I have the earlier one today that I'll get to be locked in on, I'll probably have the Pacers Thunder on the big TV.
What time does that Pacers game start tonight?
8 o'clock?
Oh, shoot. You already have an hour and a half of Cags in the bag.
Don't the NBA Finals always start 8 o'clock, no matter what the series is, when it is, where it is? Yes, 7:30 it starts.
Okay.
On TNT.
7:45.
Yeah.
Because it's the NBA. Yeah. Man, I'm curious about what you just said, Bob. That is an interesting thought. I mean, do you think those executives would judge it by ratings?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's all about TV because that's where the big money is,
yeah.
right?
Well, then it's
nationally.
Then
anyway.
They're going to see that. No, they don't care about parity, I guess.
Yeah, like everybody wants parity in sports, and I get it. You want your team to be part of the parity, and if your team isn't part of the parity, well, you want somebody that's giving you a reason to watch, right? Oh, we want parity because we want the Royals to do good.
World Series
features. I was watching something yesterday, and they showed the 2023 World Series. I totally forgot it was the Rangers versus Houston. Mm. That was 2 years ago, right?
Jeez.
Those teams wanted parity because their teams got it. Did America want it? I think it was one of the lowest-rated World Series of all time. One of the highest-rated World Series in recent memory, Dodgers versus Yankees. Gives you something.
So,
my bet it was Wolves and and Mets.
In the conference finals.
Yeah. So, I think parity is a term that we use when we want our team to be in the postseason. And then if our team's not in the postseason, I don't think the American sports fan has the appetite for parity.
I do like this text, though. I think what people want is the little guy versus the big guy. This is kind of too much parity, and everyone wants to be the small city that beats Goliath.
I like that text, yeah. I think that's fair. Yeah, you'd like terrible. To see Indianapolis take on New York or Oklahoma City take on L.A., and I know, obviously, but you would like to have something
or
like that.
Or if it was OKC versus Boston.
Yeah. I mean,
oh, that would have been mega.
And even though OKC is the better team, people would look at it as an upset if they beat Boston because you beat a bigger market, you know? I think that's a good text. Yeah, we want parity, just not this much.
Give
me one team here.
I want chocolate, but I want the cake to be vanilla.
Yeah.
I want the cake to be chocolate and the frosting to be chocolate. That's
way too much parity.
No, but I'm interested because I do want to see these two teams. Oklahoma City's fun. The over-under tonight's 230.
Woo! I mean, yeah, these teams score, but yeah, Thunder have the best defense in the league.
Can
that
the
is
Pacers
interesting.
Rebound tonight?
It's going to be a good question. They have size.
A lot of one and dones.
So 230 is like a 115-115 type of game.
High scoring.
High scoring.
Yeah, man. And 9.5.
So they think Thunder 120, you know, and Pacers 110 or something. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Vegas. That's what they're looking at. Is, 120,
what do you
110?
Think? Over?
Or do you stay away?
I'm going to go under on tonight. I think they'll come out.
It's game one, too.
It's game one. There's going to be jitters. These are two good defenses.
And the other thing is, take it for what it's worth. These teams have been off a week. There's going to be rust.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And right. I know these guys love their rest in the NBA, but they're also routine guys as well. You've been playing every other day basically since April 19th, and now you've got an entire – both teams have had an entire week off.
Will Siakam be on Chet, or is that too small?
No, he'll be on Chet. No, it's not too small. He can do that. He'll be good at that.
Yeah, that'll be a fun one to watch.
Like I said earlier, if Pacers win tonight, we've got a great series. If not – it's over.
Is SGA and Halliburton, they're going to go one-on-one with each other?
Probably not.
Offset that?
They'll offset it. Yeah, they won't let them do that.
I think I'm going under, man.
Yeah, I like that too.
I like the under, and I like 9.5. Call me crazy. I like 9.5, and I like the under.
No, and I don't hate your sweep take. I could see it going 6. I could see it being 4. I get it.
Either way, we'll be locked in. Coming up on the other side, the greatest nicknames in sports. What are they? And we dive into which one we use for Jack Caglione, because apparently he's got 3. And the obvious is the main one. We'll get back to it on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Well, I love what I say right.
Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well. 96.5 The Fan, your home for all Kansas City sports. Give credit where credit's due. Scrolling through Twitter, and I come across the account Fuzzy. They are on SeatGeek and Underdog, just trying to grow the game of baseball, and they dropped a little knowledge.
What's the Twitter handle?
F-U-Z-Z-Y.
F-U-Z-Z-Y? Mm-hmm. I'm going to look that one up right now.
They brought this up yesterday.
Just at Fuzzy?
Fuzzy from T.
Okay, okay, I got
from
it.
From my T. Okay. Yeah, from yeah. my T. The Athletics are 1-19 since May 14th. So we talk about the Colorado Rockies being bad.
What, and I told Dusty, no.
He's like, where'd you get this from? I'm like, look it up, dude. Like,
so we did. They won on. They beat the Dodgers 11-1 on May 13th. Okay? May 13th. Since then, Sacramento has one win. They beat the Phillies on May 25th. They have losses to the Astros of 11-1 and 12-0.
Mm-hmm.
They have losses to the Dodgers of 9-3 and 19-2,
mm-hmm.
a 9-1 loss to the San Francisco Giants, a 10-4 loss to the Twins, a 10-3 loss to the Twins, a 6-1 loss to the Twins, and they got a nooner with the Twins today.
Keep an eye on that.
I mean,
yikes.
I mean, I there's not much that stops me in my tracks in sports anymore, right? That I'm stunned by.
Mm-hmm.
This is stunning.
Remember how hot they were to start? Everybody wanted Britt Rooker. Well, and
but my question is this.
We have no pitching.
Why haven't we heard about this until now?
What? I don't know. That was a tweet from yesterday. I mean, if you're the A's, do you trade Jacob Wilson? If you're the Pirates, do you trade Paul Skeens? You take Jacob Wilson or Paul Skeens?
One guy Jacob Wilson.
He plays every day at shortstop hitting 358.
And I'd move him to second base.
Huh, well. Or just let him play third base.
Or that's fine. He's not playing short here, but I would take Jacob Wilson over Paul Skeens right now because I like our pitching. We're the best rotation, second best rotation in baseball. Yeah. Like, we don't need help there, right?
No.
If these teams, like, look, I understand Sacramento's not going to be there and they're going to supposedly move to Las Vegas, but, like, grow some balls and trade these good players and rebuild your organizations, man. Do absolutely what the Houston Astros did and break that thing down and trade these guys because – Jacob Wilson would be a lot better here in Kansas City, and Paul Skeens would be a lot better somewhere else, too. It'd be better for the game.
Of course they would. Of course they would. Just not going to pay those guys.
I mean, my goodness.
It's got you shook.
It really does.
Yeah. Best nickname in sports, and then one of you asked, what's Jack's nickname? Well, he already has a nickname. It's the obvious. It's on the T-shirt that we gave out in Springfield. It's Cags.
Cags.
His nickname in college was, what was it, Jack Tawny, because he pitched and he hit.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one that I will continue to call him until I am dead and gone, his other nickname, according to Pro Football or Pro Baseball Reference, Jack Hammer.
I like that one. That's a good one.
Because we had Hammer Time. Shout out Bob Hamlin.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have Jack Hammer. And I guess HUD's calling him Lumberjack.
I like that, too.
Yeah.
Lumberjack.
But he's just clean, though. He's not... Like, if True. He looked like Charlie Blackman, then I would be like, okay, Lumberjack works. Or if he looked like Dexter, season 7, last scene of the season of the whole thing, then I'd be like, okay, Lumberjack.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
Jack Hammer, get me out of bed in the morning.
Smash.
But Cags is the nickname.
Cags is the nickname. I don't know why we're trying so hard on doing anything.
It's just Cags.
Know. Yeah, because, I mean, Jack isn't even his real name. I mean, so, like, it's Cags. Let's not overthink this thing, right? We don't need to come up with 18 different nicknames. He's Cags, and he likes it, and he'll accept it.
So what are the best nicknames in sports?
Well, for me, and I just found out that this week, what it meant, I've always loved Oil Can Boyd, and I never knew why he was called Oil Can.
Who?
Oil Can Boyd. You don't know who Oil Can Boyd is?
Never heard of it.
No, that's your problem, not mine.
I was hoping I wasn't the only one. Okay.
No. Yeah, I mean, that's on you guys, not me on this one. But Oil Can Boyd, I used to drink beer out of the oil cans. The size, like they used to have those big cans of beer.
Yeah.
And so he used to drink big cans of beer and was Oil Can Boyd.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Oil Can Boyd.
Dennis Ray. Oil Can Boyd.
Yep. His nickname was Oil Can. Did you know that?
That is pretty crazy. That's a cool one.
It's a good one.
That is a good one. Dusty, you got a favorite?
His last game was October 1st, 1991.
So?
Well, I mean, just saying.
Like, I mean, like, just because things happened before you were around doesn't mean you don't have to know about them.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
No, but his name is Oil Can Boyd.
I mean no, what do I need to say?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I should have known he went to Jackson State University, home of Deion Sanders and Shedeur Sanders.
Damn right.
At one point. I will say that mine is the big unit, Randy Johnson. I mean, the guy was just a unit. He's like 6'8", just threw a hose of a slider and a fastball. I also love the big hurt from Frank Thomas, just because you look at that guy, of how big he was and how much he hurt my soul as a kid growing up watching the Royals games, and having to see Maglio Ordonez followed by Paul Konerko, followed by Frank Thomas. It was annoying. It was just the White Sox back in the day. Now they suck, so it doesn't matter. But yeah, those are probably mine. And then Pronk for Travis Hafner, because of, like Bob said, you figure out what the nickname means. It's very interesting, Travis Hafner's nickname, when you put the two together. Because he was a donkey and from the projects is what his nicknames were. Yeah, his literary nickname was called Donkey and Project. Those were the two. They put them together. And then you figure out, okay,
that's
Project,
because
he's from that area. Donkey because of, never mind. Paul Pierce is pretty good, too.
That was mine. That is my favorite, The Truth.
The Truth? Yep. What's Tatum's, The Anomaly?
Yeah, that's what they're trying
to
start.
Yeah, the anomaly.
They're trying to start that, which is cool, but...
Wasn't there like the big something or other, the big...
Fundamental?
Yeah.
The big fundamental for...
Big fundamental for Tim Duncan.
It's a good one.
I don't know that it is. It's too much.
Chucks is good.
Round mound of rebound. It's still a lot. It's a lot, you know?
The Worm is a good one.
The Worm is good.
Yeah.
Could you ever do The Worm?
No.
The Worm was a good nickname.
But the Truth's good because it's the origin as well. You know, destroyed the Lakers in L.A. and Shaq's in the locker room. He's like, man, that dude's the Truth. And then it just started.
Tiger is named after a South Vietnamese soldier who served with his father. That I did not know. I know his first name is Eldrick. But
okay, so here's the nickname Pronk. Was given to him by former teammate Bill Selby during spring training of 2003. Mm-hmm. People referred to him as the Project because I guess he was a project in the system. I don't know. And then other times as Donkey for the way he looked running around the bases.
Is there a best KC nickname? Is it?
It's not Showtime.
No, but it's Human Joystick.
Yeah, Dante Hall.
Yeah. Mm. No? Okay.
Bo.
Yeah.
Fair.
Right? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't really argue that.
What other nicknames have we had?
We really missed on the Chiefs. We have Zeus and Showtime.
I don't disagree with you at all on that. You're right.
I mean, and Showtime.
Does Chris Jones have a nickname?
I don't know.
Stone Cold Jones?
Stone Cold Jones. That's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Somebody says the Refrigerator Perry.
A good one.
Muggsy.
What was his real name?
I don't know.
Good question.
I think it was Muggsy, actually.
I thought it was Muggsy Bogues.
I thought so, too. But I also didn't know, you know, Oil Can Boyd was Oil Can because he drank beer out of an oil can.
Yeah. Tyrone Curtis Bogues.
That's why he goes by
Muggsy.
Nigerian Nightmare.
That's a good one.
That's probably the winner. Christian Okoye.
Let me ask you this. Who the hell is Worldwide Wes?
Wes Welker?
And why does he have say over what the Knicks are doing?
Oh.
It's Meta, yes. Yeah, Meta World Peace.
No,
gosh, there is a whole story behind this. Yeah, I'd have to look it up.
I heard somebody talking the other day about Worldwide Wes. So I'm trying to expand my NBA knowledge for you two dopes. I kid. But imagine like somebody named Worldwide Wes being in charge of something on your basketball team.
He's the executive vice president, senior basketball advisor
for the Knicks.
Long history with Knicks president Leon Rose. There you go.
Peyton Manning's nickname, the Sheriff, the Glove, Air Jordan. Still the best nickname. Air Jordan. Why? Here's a picture. Makes sense.
What about Babe?
Yeah, Babe. Country Breakfast coming in for another good KC nickname.
He didn't like that very much.
Sorry, man.
It's okay. He just wasn't a fan of that name. It hurt his feelings.
A lot of times you got to just accept what fans want.
They'll eat two biscuits covered in gravy with eggs, bacon, sausage, hash browns every day for breakfast at spring training. And they won't be like, what's up, country breakfast? Why do you keep calling me that? Well.
Bro, yeah, come on.
Like if you found me at Waffle House, like, what's up, All-Star? You're like, yeah, well, that's not what it's supposed to be, but that's what it is. But yeah, Butterbean, good one.
Oh, Butterbean is a good one. I like that.
And then this is the one we all missed, Dick Mountain for Rich Hill.
Yeah, Rich Hill.
That's just, come on, man. And then there's also one coming.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And from the text line, Bobby Witt Jr.'s nickname, Junior. Okay.
Did that really come in?
No, but we do want to talk about this Royals doubleheader because everything seems to be going right, and could it get even more right with Jack Caglione, who might play his first ever big league doubleheader today, and you'll hear it all on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Michael Wacha, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.